Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. I'm your host. Today I have the pleasure of having Mary Beth Nguyen. She is a psychic, so the day's topic is psychoaura reading on the radio. Thank you for joining the show today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me here today, Tim. It's been a pleasure. I find it interesting, what an interesting angle to have a psychic on a business show. But then again, this is not the first time I have actually done... What?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, this is not the first time I've done... I've done radio shows or TV shows on business things. I mean, I was asked by none other than Fox News to do a reading against old Tim Bernanke. That was pretty funny. So this is not the first time. So this is really fun to do. And this is my business. I've been doing this for 25 years.
Wow, that's really amazing. I guess, let's go back a second. Tell us your journey. I know this is a special gift. We all, when we're born, are given certain gifts. We had to find it, whatever our gifts are. But it seemed like you learned your gift, and you've been doing well for 25 years. Kind of tell us through the journey from where you're from, where you started from, and when do you realize this is your path, your journey, your passion?
Oh, sure. Well, they're great questions. I've been, like I said, doing this for 25 years. I have a background in, of all things, telecommunications. I used to jokingly say that I could rewire your VCR, but then again, show my age there, we're no longer using VCRs. They've gone by way of the dinosaur deck, or the dinosaur for sure. But I have the ability to see the aura, and the aura is the energy field around a person's body. It is the halo, if you will, of every one of us. Now, psychic ability is innate in all of us. We all have a psychic intuitive gift in some way. And my gosh, business people use it all the time, entrepreneurs, even employees. For example, do you know that people who are even venture capitalists in a lot of ways, even though they look at numbers and crunch data, do you realize they're also using their gut feeling, combining between their business knowledge and know-how, and that certain knowing of if that person's or that idea is worth taking a risk or not. We use our psychic gift every day. Cops use it. They call it blue sense. I use it. I call myself an auric. Do you realize when I started out, people thought I sold vacuum cleaners? So I knew I had a job security in the making for sure. So I started out in 1987, and of all things, I was a producer. I was doing some line producing work for as an independent for the United Methodist Church, and the national one. And I was doing psychic readings on the side, praying to God I wasn't busted the next day.
Oh, my gosh.
God had a joke up on me. But what had happened was people that were getting readings were coming back and saying, what's happening is coming true. And at first, I really struggled about the idea of charging money. But it wasn't until I met a gentleman who was a rabbi who sat there and said, you know what? If you, you've got to value yourself. And if you give away it free, you're not going to achieve or get the respect. So that if you begin to charge, and this goes with any business besides me as a psychic, you've got to value who you are and value what you do or have as product, and so that you will feel comfortable receiving money. And so eventually I started to charge and eventually grew out of television and went into my full-time business as a psychic. Now, like I said, I see auras. So how does that apply? Well, see, I can pick up when a person's mad, sad, unhappy, happy, I can tell when a person's lying. I can feel when an energy field is blocked. I can even pick up on what's best, the type of careers you're capable with. I can pick up on love life and what type of relationships you're suitable with. And then I started noticing I was picking up on spirits that didn't have bodies. So I can pick up on the people who have passed away. And that's a whole new ball of wax. So yes, I see auras. And an aura is unique to everyone. I call it the fingerprint of the soul. So no two auras are alike. And the auras I'm talking about are the halo light that we give off. And light is communication, or light's energy. Everything is energy. Mm-hmm. You've heard that with the secret and what have you. So eventually, I was told intuitively back in 1993, and I thought my spirit guides were nuts, to move south. And I'm from New Jersey. And to move south, are you nuts? But I listened to my intuition and moved south. And I was thinking at that point I'd still be in TV. But it just for some reason wasn't working out. Well, I kind of took a leap of faith and went to a metaphysical bookstore and told them that this is what I could do. And I was hired on the spot. And not even a few months after that, I was picked up by a radio station here in Charlotte. And I became the resident psychic for about 6 years on that FM station. And that led to 14 other morning radio shows. And that led to 196 stations at Cox Media. And now I do radio morning programs. Right now I'm working with an FM station in Florence, South Carolina, where I do aura scopes. It's kind of a twist on horoscopes with the astrology, but with the color. And I also do my own radio program on another network called Ren and Friends on Wednesday nights at 10:30. So radio, television, I love that form of media, or medium, if you will. But that's where I got to where I'm at right now, in a nutshell.
Let's rewind and press play and go back with our recorders. Back before 1987, when that came to you, did you feel, growing up as a child, you know, we have all these things that comes to you, you know, because you're becoming who you are. And some people have the gift of playing music. Some people have the gift of sports. Some people have the gift of just talking. Mm-hmm. Some people have the gift of doing, you know, real tedious little things. And slowly as we grow, we're pretty, as a child, pretty open to things. And did you see you at 10 years old or 12 years old, before you became a teenager, that you had this psychic ability?
Yeah, I actually did have the psychic gift to see auras, but I didn't think it was psychic. In fact, frankly, I thought seeing colors around a person, regardless of their skin color. I mean, a person could be white, black, whatever. To me, they're purple, green, orange, rainbow. That was normal for me. To be honest with you, I mean, when I was growing up as a little girl, and again, guys, I'm 46 years old, okay? So at 1970, around 4 or 5 years old, I wanted to be, big name for that back then, is I wanted to be an archaeologist. I had no interest in being a psychic, even back then, because I come from a background. My father he's passed away now, was a church organist and concert organist. And my mother, and a stay-at-home mom, and a phlebotomist after my father passed away. Big fancy word for she draws blood. And so growing up, I didn't have the background of saying, well, my mom's psychic and my dad's psychic. No, not at all. In fact, to this day, my mother does have a psychic gift, and I know she's listening to the show, Mom. I love you. But she's also she's very gifted as a psychic, but she can tell you when you're sick, and she's getting good visions on when a person passes. So that really wasn't encouraged growing up at all. So I just played it down, and I would just play colors with people. And I began to build a language of my own with colors. So to me, a person who's turquoise is a photographer, a person who's blue is an accountant. So I build up my own sense of language. In fact, I understand that in psychology, they call it synesthesia. And that's a person who associates colors to numbers. colors to people, colors to jobs, perfect pitch. So I just I built it up on my own, but I didn't have any amazing wow, I got struck by lightning or anything that blew me off my socks. I just knew that I saw colors. To be honest with you, that seeing colors was not very psychic. I thought moving objects with my mind, like telekinesis, now that's psychic. But
wow.
I can't do that. I just see colors and talk to dead people.
So let's back up. We talk about colors, and, mm-hmm. you know, there's an infinite number of colors. I mean, So when you see a person with a color, is there a basic concept, like if you look at computers, basic 8, basic 16, and so forth, or does it go a little bit more in depth than that? You walk down the street and you see, okay, he's yellow, he's green, he's red, he's purple. Does it make sense?
Yes, it's much more in depth. I see a broadband band of spectrum of colors. I believe it's 256 colors out there. Graphics artist people will probably know and correct me if I'm mistaken here. But I see a variety of colors. In fact, I see colors that are not even on that color chart wheel. And it frustrates me. So, you know, I will go to a Home Depot sometimes or a Lowe's, and I'll pick up color chip paint, those sample colors, and I'll go, I need a swatch of these things to point out that it's a purple gray that's kind of leaning into a blue. So it's really a broad spectrum of colors. But getting back to the seven major colors, like the rainbow, you got Roy G. Ba,
mm-hmm.
I will associate colors to like a horoscope. I'll take it and have general meanings to the color, but then I will extrapolate into the person's energy field and pick up core information that they would know, or only they would know. So I hope that answers your question, but I have basic meanings
for
the color.
Now, okay, for example, there are certain colors that brings personalities, not mood swings. You know, like in a, you know, we're just behind where I'm 45, so I'm right there with you. So, you know, like we used to have the mood rings in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
And it changed colors on that particular mood. Is the aura changes colors as a person's mood changes?
Yes. Yes, actually the colors will change with your mood, but there is one specific core color. That's funny. I keep saying core and your radio station's name core.
No, that's fine.
There's always one core color to this person, and that's the signature of the soul. But, for example, my core color is pink, but I have a tendency to go to pink magenta, pink purple, pink green, pink yellow. If I'm in a bad mood, pink gray, pink. So there's always going to be that one core color, but the surrounding aura is how you react to your environment. So, like, say, for example, you're in a business meeting and it's intense, okay? And there just happens to be one really grumpy boss whose quarter didn't make the quota. So all of a sudden, and they, let's say they blame you for it, your aura will stay that core pink, but then the outside of the aura will wave like if you put your hand in water, it will begin to undulate, and it becomes texturized. So if it's spiky, it tells me that you're guarded, or if it's really sharp, yes, you're angry. And the colors will shift to match or resonate to that person or not resonate to that person, and you just want to get away.
Wow. We got just for a few seconds real quick, anybody who wants to call into the show, see we have some callers that's on hold. We'll take callers in the next 3 or 4 minutes. If you want to call into the show, it's 347-324-3460. 347-324-3460. Or you can post your question in the chat room. I'm going to read the question on the air again. I'm with Mary Beth, the psychic. Now, question regarding the person's colors.
Yes.
If you take go to a mall and pick a group of people, and I'm going to pick out 8 people.
Mm-hmm.
You have the person who is gothic. The person who is all pink, you know, who the Martha Stewart. You have the
mm-hmm.
Wall Street person. You have the person who is just the Pentecostal holy roller and so
mm-hmm.
forth. So we take all these people in a row. and each person has their own digital sense.
Yeah.
And if they can, depends on what mood they're in for that particular day, it depends on what you're going to end up getting, but they're always going to have, you're saying, in the stitch of their soul, a color.
That's right.
That's always going to be there. And that's their personality. Now, certain things
okay.
in mood chart, they have like a chart, okay, if it's red, you're passionate. If
mm-hmm.
it's green, you're blue, you're cool or something like that. You know, these
mm-hmm.
normal things that have come out in the last 25 years. Is that aura the same way, if that makes sense? If you see a blue little line, that person is more of a calmer, cooler spirit, and you see this red when they're really passionate, see this
sure.
other person in yellow?
Sure, that's the generalities of the aura. For example,
wow.
I'm seeing your aura right now, and I don't even see you. I can
mm-hmm.
see your aura just because you're tuned in on a conversation with me, and at the same time, I'm tuned in with you. You see, as a medium, like a television set, the signal's being broadcasted through the air, and the television set will take that signal and translate it back to you in vision, picture, sound. Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm picking up on your aura color, and your core color is gold. And that gold
wow.
color, yellowish gold color, that tells me that you're a teacher at your core, you're always a student of learning everything, and that you will all either be self-employed or will lean towards self-employment at all times. It's not that you're the employee mindset. You don't. You have a difficult time being more of a follower. You're a leader. The gold colors are indicative to father figures, self-employed, teachers, or people in any type of lead mode. And
mm-hmm.
maybe because you're broadcasting right now that you're coming across this gold. But I'm seeing that this gold color is your core signature. Now, I go a little further there. I feel that you're very close to your father, or that you're emulating what your father wanted you to do. But there feels like, now I'm going to go out on a limb here, but I'm feeling ministry coming from your father, or it's in your family. But I'm picking up psychically that I'm sensing preacher, minister, ministry energies to you. And it's all coming through that beautiful gold core, gold aura.
Wow. Now, can I give you a background to help you out?
Mm-hmm.
I do, from the past 32 years, music director, kind of worship director over a ministry at a church.
Awesome. You're doing your
and
soul
that,
calling.
Yeah, and even though I have a full-time, I've always been geared towards that because I like helping people, ministering to people.
Mm-hmm.
And music and organization.
Awesome. Now,
yeah,
if you're doing your music, I'm sorry,
go ahead.
Sam, as I'm seeing your music, I'm not picking up a blue energy field to tell me that it's like musician would be all over you. Your aura field's coming across to me more of teaching in music. So if you've ever considered being an agent for other musicians or teaching other students, being a musician but also helping others to break it into the business of music, and you will go extremely far.
Yeah, and that's what this show is about.
Oh, really?
Is to help
I thought
people.
The show was
yeah.
about venture it, capitalism.
Is business, and
uh-huh.
it's giving another, you know, we kind of spin it on other things as well because we have a lot of time. We decided to move it from supposed to be an hour show a week and then moved into an hour a day during the week. Now we're up to 4 hours, and that's when we say, okay, let's expand. Let's go through other topics that we don't necessarily have to keep all traditional. But since this person's been holding for 25
yeah.
minutes, I'm going to get
sure.
let them to go ahead and ask that question.
No problem.
Caller 951, you have a question.
Hi, yes. This is Jada, and I wanted to see if she can read my aura. I guess that's what it's called.
Aura. I sure can.
Aura.
Jada, your energy field comes across, first of all, I must tell you, please stop doubting your own gift. You have your own strong sense of psychic self, but there's this analyzing where you're not sure. I'm also picking up that you have this gorgeous green aura that goes into a turquoise color, and that tells me that you're a person who likes to plan things out, that if you write them down, then it won't be out of sight, out of mind. But you're a gifted organizer and planner. Now, I'm seeing a strong artistic connection with you. It's either you're sensitive to to objects in the room, which reminds me of a person who's a feng shui artist or a person who likes to organize, et cetera. But I'm feeling this strong green aura going into this beautiful turquoise color. Now, I know that you've wanted to talk about yourself, but I'm also feeling like I'm being pulled to your love life. I don't know if you want to talk about
that
on the air.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I was
feel
thinking
like
about
that's
that,
where I need
but
to go.
I just didn't think.
Huh? I said that's where I feel like I need to go, is into your love life.
Yeah.
And if that's okay
Lack
with you,
of.
I'll start. I'm going to assume
of.
You said yes. Okay.
Yes.
So, all right, Jada, let me get this. Just get quiet. Okay. The man around you, his aura field is purple, which tells me that he's really strong in his mind. Now, meaning he's in his head a lot. So if you're finding yourself in a relationship and you're... Are you okay? I hear something
in
the background.
Sure. That's somebody else's line. That's not my line.
Oh, okay. I see. All right. Well, what I see with the relationship you're currently involved with is I'm getting the impression that you're he is in his head. He's thinking too hard, too much, always in his head. And it's you're going to have to be the one to pull him out of his head so he can enjoy life. Now, I am feeling like I'm picking up on the letter name, Robert, Ron, the letter R, and I feel like that's connected to that romantic energy. But I do feel that your job is to remind him that this relationship is important and that he's not all about work. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
If you've been bothered by the fact that he's not available as much, you've got to just sit down and speak it out with him. Don't hold back. That'll bug the heck out of your green aura because you're very intuitive.
Yes,
you also
I am.
Find yourself thinking, I coulda, woulda, shoulda, when I coulda, woulda, shoulda. Just you're running the first question around.
That's definitely me. Yeah.
Okay, so I'd say sit down with your guy, talk it out, and make sure you remind him that life's not all about just a job or work. Now, with so much beautiful turquoise in your aura, whatever it is, if it's photography, interior designing, or decorating, you're going to do really great with those types of jobs. Whatever that is, if that makes sense.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jada.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling the program. Thank you so much.
Cool.
If anybody, again, anybody want to call in, just go ahead and call in at 347-324-3460. You can pose a question in the chat room. Give me one second. Another person is calling in. Hold on.
Sure.
Good morning. Welcome to the
Hello?
Program. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We sure
we can.
I can.
Yes. Hi. I'd like to have my aura read.
You bet. What's your first name?
Ophelia.
Ophelia. Hi, Ophelia. Your aura field is pink and yellow. Now, the pink color that I see with you tells me that you're very sensitive to other people, specifically crowds, loud places, malls, that can overwhelm you. You also have a yellow color to indicate to me that you also have the gift of teaching or knowledge, and I'm feeling like you must be very careful about people around you that are using their emotions to manipulate you. For example, the guilt trip type of person, the friend that says, oh, I don't want to go there, you could stay here. But then she doesn't really tell you that truth. What she does is she sort of indicates or beats around the bush. So you got to be really careful of an emotional manipulator. Now, Ophelia, I feel like you're a teacher or a life coach or that you do something along the lines of spirituality as well. Is that your business?
No, I'm thinking of writing some spiritual books, but
yes.
The thing is, I haven't started on it yet.
Okay, you have to start. I mean, the energy field within your body is pink and gold. Now, pink is telling me the medical field. Gold is telling me teaching. It's my intuition that's telling me that you're going into the spiritual industry. Listening to the Core Business Show here is going to be an asset because Tim will be able to show you how to get your business started. And I'm a number one believer in anything is possible. The only person that's going to hold you back, Ophelia, will be you. So that yellow color, let me explain a little bit more about yellow. And listen in to Tim because you're the same way. You overanalyze to the point you paralyze. Do you understand it, you two?
Wow.
Okay. And Ophelia, listen to me carefully. You're being told intuitively through your dreams, through your visions, that it's time to start these spiritual books. But you're yeah-butting yourselves. And that's going to block you, both of you.
Okay.
That's what I get with you.
I'm sorry, may I ask?
Yes?
Sorry, may I ask, is there any crystal I can carry to help me with developing my heart's chakra?
Yes, rose quartz. The rose quartz crystal is a wonderful crystal to amplify that heart chakra. So is watermelon tourmaline.
May I ask what form should I buy it, and should I just put it in my pocket, or, you know, please advise.
Well, sure, you can carry the rose quartz and the tourmaline in any form, whether it's polished or raw. You really have to use your intuition when you work with crystals. So I would recommend that you go to a metaphysical bookstore, to a lapidary store, or to a place that sells crystals and rocks. Then run your hand over the crystals and just go to whatever feels strong, warm, or if it's in your case cold, or if it's in your case staticky. Wherever you feel the most energetic charge, that's the stone for you in any form.
Okay. I may ask about my aura. How do I, what crystal should I buy so that I don't procrastinate in doing things I should do?
For procrastination, let me sit with it. Okay. What comes to mind is malachite, and since yours is this, that's a green, that's also to the heart chakra. Malachite is a very green color. It's also a stone good for traveling. But in this case, instead of physically traveling, it would be traveling from your head to your heart and getting yourself motivated so you can get started. Okay? So malachite.
In tumbler form?
In any form you would like it. Be polished, tumbled, raw, whatever is comfortable for you.
Sure, no problem. Thank you very much.
You are so
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you for
Please
calling in. I really
book.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you.
We have a question online real quick that says Rob Copeland.
Hi, Rob. Hey. I recognize that name.
He said, what do you see regarding my marriage?
Okay. Okay, when I'm so to your energy field, Rob, I'm seeing a little bit of pink. It's interesting. I get a lot of pink here today. And I'm seeing brown. And brown's telling me that you're a person who's very analytical. I'm getting the impression you've got to sit down with your wife to work things out, and therapy would be very good for you now if you want to get this relationship to work. Now, I'm getting a sense of unhappy in the relationship, and that's because the brown is leading into black, okay? And I feel that it's, Robert, if you really want your relationship to work out, get into therapy now, because I'm feeling that there is some unfinished or unleftover finished business. It's emotional. And I'm feeling this sense of feeling left out, that you could be prime candidate for having an affair, or that she could be having an affair. Now, I'm not saying she is, so don't jump the gun. She's not. I don't think she is. I'm just saying that you're prime. If you guys don't sit down and work it out, then this relationship could begin to dissolve. And I'm feeling it's a disappointment coming from a dream that was never manifested, like a business idea that hadn't manifested. Now, I'm also seeing the zodiac sign of Aries, late March, early April. And I don't know if that's a birthday to you or that's her birthday, or if did you have a big disagreement with your wife at that time. But let me just grab something here, and I'm using tarot cards for those people who are curious. Yes, I read cards as well as I read auras. But I just, because it's specific about love life, I just want to see why I'm seeing so much brown. All righty. Aha, thought so. The one tarot card I got, for those people out there that might be interested, it's the Three of Cups reversed. But Robert, it's telling me because of the lack of exercise and the overindulgence, either in food or in weight. You have not allowed yourself to dream and manifest your dreams. You have got to be happy first. When you're happy, then your wife will be happy. I mean, you know, they say, you know, unhappy life, unhappy wife. but in this case, kiddo, I think this relationship with you and your wife could work out. It's just you're bored. Okay? Change that. Don't change the wife. Change the life. That's
wow.
What I got for you, Rob.
Hey, now, let's go back to the tools of your reading. For example,
yeah.
You have tarot cards, got Ouija boards.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Okay.
Ouija boards are
no.
Like giving a gun to a two-year-old.
Now, exactly, because I've had a couple of shows and we talked about ghosts and paranormal.
Yeah, okay, cool, but
before,
no.
No, okay, so we're going to talk about Ouija boards real quick. So you use tarot cards and you use any other instruments? I'm not sure. I'm kind of novice, I'm not sure. You know, see movies, they use like the globe or something that turns color.
Oh, sure. You mean the crystal ball.
The crystal ball.
Think of the word crying, C-R-Y-I-N-G, and then put an S
okay.
at the beginning of it. It's called scrying, S-C-R-Y-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
And scrying is an ancient tool for seeing the future, but you can scry in a mirror, a crystal ball, water. Nostradamus did it looking at water. In the Greek times, the Delphi's would look at a gossamer fall. And a gossamer fall is like, you ever see a waterfall that's so glassy clear and there's no bubbles in it? It's so clear,
mm-hmm.
like you're looking through glass, but it's running water?
Mm-hmm.
That's a gossamer fall. It's cool as heck. But, yeah,
wow.
So scrying is that reflective energy. The tools I like to use, tarot cards. But that's basically when people want to know when they get laid and when they get paid. Sorry to be blunt, guys, but that's what people like to learn about, is their love life or in their finances. So when they talk about specific questions, I'll go to the cards.
We have another caller getting ready to call in, but go ahead and finish your statement. I'll go ahead
sure.
and ask the man.
I would say the number one tool I use is the Lord's Prayer.
Wow.
To me, the Lord's Prayer is so aligning the energy from on earth as it is in heaven. And when the line is, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, when I say that, I totally let go of the ego and I put myself completely trusting into God. That's what I do.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm going to take this. Appreciate it. You know, that's kind of a different viewpoint. Let me
mm-hmm.
take this next caller.
Sure.
Okay, if it comes through. Well, we're patching them in. She's
okay.
giving me a note. Okay, caller, you're online. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Caller?
Out there.
You there?
I think she's trying.
Okay, we'll give her a few more seconds.
Okay.
Anyway, let's talk about while she's trying to come online. Let's talk
sure.
about the origin of the tarot cards. Where did that come from?
Oh, that's a great question.
The tarot cards.
Okay. The legend and the history as I understand it is the tarot cards or the Book of Knowledge. In the ancient times, there was the Great Library of Alexandria. And then, of course, there was the wars in Rome. And the Romans
mm-hmm.
wanted to come in and destroy the great Library of Alexandria. And the Great Library carried the knowledge of the wisdom of the ages and the souls and the sages. Now, the wise sages decided to hide the Book of Knowledge in a game of cards. Hence the old cliche, much is said in jest. There is always a truth
wow.
and a kernel of a joke. This is where it's coming
mm-hmm.
from. So the ancients, these wisdom sages, were very smart to realize to hide the Book of Knowledge in a card game. So when they burned down the library, burned all the Book of Knowledge continued on. In a game of cards, and they gave it to a very transient group of people, gypsies. And so the gypsies
now,
traveled out throughout the world, and they would use cards. You can actually do a card reading on playing cards. Now, you know
wow.
the difference between a tarot deck has 78 cards and a playing deck that has 52 is that the major arcana of the tarot deck, which would be the Sun card, the Fool card, the Empress card, the Death card, and so forth. If you take those cards out, you and I could be playing a mean game of poker. Because that tarot deck is a playing card deck. So the tarot deck carries knowledge, and it carries knowledge about the seasons. It carries knowledge of the astrology. It carries knowledge of the Hebrew religions and Boda. I mean, I could go into really deep stuff with you there. But the tarot deck is literally the book of knowledge. And the job is, when you're doing a reading, and anybody who's trying out tarot for the first time, you've got to place yourself with the intention, or place your mind, in the intention of love. Because if you're, you know, it's like garbage in, garbage out. If you put hate in, you're going to get hate out. So if you go into doing a card reading and going, I don't want to see death. Well, duh, you're going to see death because you just said, I don't want to see death. Tim, it would be like to me if I said to you, don't think blue. Duh, you have to go think blue, not to think blue. You see what I'm saying? So when you do a card reading, you have got to put yourself in a place of absolute and total peace, love, and unconditional atmosphere. That's why I use the Lord's Prayer, because it's unconditional.
Wow.
Forgive thyself as you forgive those who trespass against you. You've turned your aura into Teflon. Nothing sticks.
Wow. So if we go back for a second. To the Ouija board. I mean, no. Don't go back to the gypsies. Why did they go with the gypsies? Because they're free spirited.
But they were on the move constantly. If you want to get a point across, make sure that it's on something that's movable, that's constant moving and constant communication.
Wow.
Okay. If you want to hold a secret is what that? Hidden. So they hid it in the public. They hid it in... out there.
And it's plain sight.
You got that. Right. Thank you. I was like blank. I'm like, what's that word?
Let's go back a second to the Ouija board.
Sure.
You had some feelings about that. Tell us about the Ouija board.
Oh, hell yes. Okay. The Ouija board is...
Exactly.
Hence the word hell. I'm from the South. I'm from Kannapolis, North Carolina, not far from Charlotte.
I'm in Texas.
I live in the home of NASCAR. No, not the NASDAQ, but the NASCAR. And I'll reiterate why I think NASCAR was the NASDAQ of the stock exchange, not stock car, but I regress. So, Ouija boards. Hell, absolutely no way. The Ouija board is an open door to the other side without a lock, without a prayer. It's a revolving door that doesn't stop. So if you go with the intention to speak to the other side without some sort of form of protection, whether it's to Great Spirit, Great Spirit, Virgin Mary, Jesus Christ, God, you've got to use some high-level protective energies. But if you just say, come on in, you are a big, deep doo-doo, okay? And the
Ouija
board... It should not ever be sold as a game specifically to kids. That is the stupidest thing out there. Throw it out, get rid of it.
Now, come on. We go back in time. You know, you and I are right close. I'm 45 years old. And we go back in time. That was pretty common in the 60s, these Ouija boards. And as a kid, I remember going to a neighbor across the street. I did not know them that well anyway. But, you know, kids, we just congregate. And they're around the Ouija board. It was pretty common in the early 70s, the late 60s.
Yeah, I know.
I saw it moved. And something sensed in me. I left after that because all their hands were on it. It moved. It had no logical place of moving, and nobody was pressing it. So I stepped out. I excused myself out of the house, not running. It was something in my sense, in my spirit, say, no, you do not want to go in this direction. And I felt as a child coming back, not only I had that sense, but you know, in the back of my mind, the spirit was telling me, why don't you get one? And there's something right across, I never asked my mom for it at all, because something in the back of me that was stronger say, you do not want to go through that door.
That's right. Well, thank God somebody on the other side was looking out for you. Thank God your spirits, your specifically your intuition, was loud enough that you could consciously hear it. You don't need a Ouija board to communicate to the other side. You communicate to the other side through your dreams, through prayer, through meditation. Why is it that we need a piece of plastic and a board if you could just trust your gut feeling? Do you realize that when you were speaking to your spirits and they were telling you don't go back, you were communicating to the other side? You don't need the Ouija board. The Ouija board has such a bum rap, poor thing, but it is a conjurer, but it could conjure up lower level energies or entities. And then you're talking dangerous, because these are spirits that, one, have never been born, or if they had been born, they usually have emotions of very, very heavy emotions, sadness, depression, raving anger, suicide, homicidal. It's not fun. I mean, sure, yes, it's entertainment, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. It's not fun, and not especially to an untrained person. Because then when you're said, okay, I'm done playing the game, I'll put the game away, put the planchet away and the board away, you're done, they're not, then what? Then you have to call in the big guns. And the big guns would be the spiritualists, the ministers, the priest, and what have you. So don't even play with it. Work with your meditation. Trust your own inner feeling. We have a psychic gift, every one of us. It's the gift of being able to connect with our loved ones, and it's through love.
You know, do you know what the origins of the Ouija board is? Is it something that was evil that was created to be a pathway to that other universe and got passed through history? Someone have to have the knowledge in order to make this portal. Do you know what the origin?
Honestly don't know that.
It disappeared.
You got me on that one. I actually don't know. I'm actually going to be looking that up because you asked. I don't know that origin. Of course, if I don't know it, I'm not going to say, oh, go do it, because I don't know it. I'm not knowledgeable to the Ouija board like that. I am knowledgeable enough to know that when I have played with it when I was a little kid, like you, we used to do the slumber parties, you know, light as a feather, stiff as a board, and all those other fun games, I guess. I've seen one too many paranormal experiences came through where I wasn't ready.
Wow. And, you know, I still see that day vividly. Yeah, I know it was in the afternoon. I don't know what time. It's child, we don't know what time it is, but we know it was in the afternoon. You see, it was a clear, sunny day like today. And you can see a snapshot of that particular time. Mm-hmm. That pathway, I was talking to someone just recently, a couple of shows ago, about this pathway, this portal of different spirits. What are these spirits you mentioned that were unborn? Or are they just demonic in nature?
There you go. You said it. Demonic in nature. There's weak ones, and then there's strong ones, but all the same, they're just downright wrong, downright negative. And you said it. They're not born. And then you open yourself up for spiritual possession, which can be incredibly mm-hmm. dangerous. And no, I'm not talking like Linda Blair and your head's turning around and you're barfing what? You have your green vial. Not that mm-hmm. extreme. But it could be the dark cloud that's following you around. It could be just a sense of depression no matter what you do. And you're just like, oh, I am so down, or I'm so tired all the time. Or it's the sore throat or the cold that doesn't go away. Okay? So there's very, very mild forms of these possessions. But just demonic presences, from what I understand, they cannot be, quote, born through, i.e. making love, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I just feel like I'm contradicting myself there. If you unknowingly invite them in, you're in big trouble. And with playing the Ouija board, you're unknowingly inviting anything in. So,
okay. Go ahead.
if you're going to play with the Ouija board, which I'd say no way, don't, please put your psychic body condom on and say a prayer.
Because you're going to need all everything you can get. You know,
get
you have
right.
These people who move into haunted houses. You know, if my house is haunted, first of all, I wouldn't want to move into a haunted house anyway. I would like to have clean spirits. And, you know, if the house, not going to say, literally say get out, but if I see some paranormal activity, I'm sorry, I don't want to stay there. If I foreclose, it's foreclosed, but I have other place I can go to stay at to be in a house. What possesses a person to just really think that they can hang out in this particular place? Spirits that have not left this universe and they out there and they just say, oh, this is my house, my historic house. I want to be here for the last 15, be here until forever, and it's a nice 150, 200-year-old house. Why would they want to stay there?
That's
have anybody come to you? Yeah.
Sure. That's their form of heaven. Their heaven may not be, quote, the pearly white gates, on and on. They feel very comfortable at that place in that house. Now, it could also be that they're stuck in that house for whatever reason. Something tragic may have happened. Something energetically just depressing, emotional may have happened, causing them to stay. But anybody who is staying in a haunted house, as long as your energy field is up and happy and you don't feel disturbed by the ghost, then great, have a blast. But be very careful, because if the energy field or the spirit world is pulling on you, your energy will begin to drain and you'll get tired a lot. You'll look tired. You'll feel heavy. It's this kind of sinking feeling. But it only really depends on each house in each situation. But if you're happy and you feel like your ghosts are happy, your spirit are happy, hey, great. This is just my hypothesis, okay, is that they're actually living in a different dimension. It sounds like quantum physics here, or string theory or an M theory. But there's like an alternative reality or alternate reality where they're living in their world and you're haunting them, or they are haunting you in your world. But that's, like I said, a whole new can of wax. That's quantum physics there.
Okay, so we're going to take another caller real quick. And give me one moment real quick. We have a person at area code 619.
Okay.
619, you're on the air.
Hi. This is Ashley. I'm just tuning in and listening.
Okay, no problem. Well, thank you for listening. And
oh,
if you have questions,
you
just go ahead and press 1. Thank you.
Hi, how can I help you today? You have great energy field, really bright, really upbeat, light. In fact, your energy feels so strong, be careful you don't have people hanging on to you. Wow, you pick up people's energy fields really easy. I hope you're outspoken or motivational. Jora's fields come across to me as orange, which tells me public speaking, working well under pressure. I often associate people who are orange like yourself as lawyers, people that are speaking up for the underdog. So what can we do for you today?
Are you talking to me right now?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Okay. I was confused because I was hearing beeps, but I'm finding this very interesting. I have seen I would love to know how to see auras better. I've had a few incidents where I was in personal growth seminars and something brought me to a point where I was able to see auras for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
If you have any tips on that.
Well, absolutely. Like I said, I wanted to reiterate.
And we'll take your question off there. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is that your aura is brilliant orange. Now, that tells me that you work extremely well under pressure. Your best idea comes up when you're not thinking about them. So the energy of orange can tell me you're a performer, a public speaker, a life coach, a lawyer, an actress, but you're in front of the public eye. So keep that in mind. Also, with that type of orange, be careful of migraine headaches. Migraines or headaches or stress-related diseases, because when you're on for 100%, but then you burn hot and then you crash. So be careful of the extreme energy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's
so
what's her name?
We put it back on hold. We have like two more callers real quick.
Well, what's
are you going to ask her name real quick? What's
your
name
again?
Can you
hear me now? My name is Ashley.
Okay,
and I do work I do work like that. Like when I'm working, I'm being very charismatic at the same time.
Yep.
I'm a photographer, and
okay,
I really get into it.
You sure do.
And then I'm tired afterwards. But I'm sometimes
awesome.
I'm energized.
Okay.
You're going
Thanks,
to begin
Ashley,
to see auras. I'm sorry, Tim.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Ashley, you'll begin to see auras just by being aware and paying attention to them. One of the best ways to start to see auras is I like to, and everybody can do this, is put another subject, another person, in front of a wall that is neutral in color, normally white, or at least a pale color, light color of some kind. And then the person looking at them, let your eyes relax and focus on, I know I'm here, I'm saying relax and focusing, between the shoulders and the head, and look for the energy that comes off the head area. Tell the person you're looking at to go to a peaceful place in their mind, somewhere where they feel happy, and then you'll begin to see the colors, and it's usually a white turquoise, light green, or a white lilac, and that's your start. Ashley, give me a call on my website or what have you, and I'll put you in touch with other classes that I do, and if you're local to somewhere, I'll point you in the right direction. How's that?
Great. Thank you, Ashley. I'm going to give a couple other people an opportunity.
Sure.
Air code, let's see. Let me just try the other caller again before I get to air code 574. If anybody have a question, I see a lot of people on the phone queue. Just press 1 to indicate you have a question. So I'm trying Natalie again. Natalie?
Hi.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi, thank you for holding. We got you again. Okay, go ahead and ask your question.
Hey,
I
just
there.
Wanted to know about my aura. What do you see?
Natalie, your aura field is this subtle green going to a blue with a gray energy through it. Now, those three colors tell me that you are also intuitive to the relationships you get involved with, but you have a tendency to attract depressed people. So you must be aware of where your energy starts and where you end, meaning create some boundaries here. Because I'm feeling you have a natural knack to being a counselor. It might be a psychologist counselor or just a counselor in relationships. And because I'm seeing that aura color, you have the ability of helping point people to what their best direction is, career-wise, relationships, what have you. But I'm feeling that lately, I'm not sure if this is a man or a woman. It feels like if it's a man, he might be gay, or it's a good friend, who instead of improving their own life, is latching onto you, living vicariously through your eyes. Do you understand this, Natalie?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, this is where you have to say no to this person politely. Please just give yourself freedom so you can think clearly. Because, Natalie, I'm being shown that if you can give this person at least 10 minutes to let them vent, but then after that you say enough, you've got to do something else. I often say go watch paint dry. Do something else to clear your mind. Okay?
Natalie, thank you for joining the program. I'm going to take a few more callers real quick.
Back.
Erica 574, are you on the air?
Hi, this is Debbie from Indiana.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Betty.
Aura
Hi.
Field. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, it is a red, yellow. Okay, red tells me you have a strong drive for life. You got a good sex drive. You got a great metabolism. You also have the ability to open mouth and insert foot. So you got to be real careful about what you say first, okay? Because when I see this brilliant red energy field, you're about life. You're about working out. You're about yoga. You're about body movement. A lot of energy. I hope that's the case. I hope you're not, quote, angry, but I'm seeing this red energy to you. And around this red energy is this beautiful yellow aura. Now, I'm feeling like you've been going and going and going and really busy lately, and it's important for you to ground. Plant a garden, get in the dirt, but just start to ground your energy. And I feel like this is really important because I see you being self-employed or that you're launching a business or you help others launch a business. But if you're going for some type of capital, venture capital, or some sort of loan or money, I'm feeling it's a yes. I feel like I got to tell you it's a yes contract. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I have her on hold.
Okay. I hope
so.
Yeah,
she's off
that.
Yeah, she's off. Okay.
But
we have two
like
more rope.
Beginning of May for her. I'm done.
Okay. Yeah, we got two more people. We're going to get them in, and we've got 4 minutes. Okay, you can ask your question on Air Code 301 real quick, and we'll take the answer off the line so we can get one more in.
You're on. Hello there.
Hello. You can go ahead and ask your question. You're on the air.
Baltimore.
You there?
Hello.
Okay.
Going.
Put them back on air. Okay, we'll go to Houston. Air Code 832. Go ahead.
Yes.
Hello,
Houston. Yes, hello, how are you?
My
question is, my name is Aisha, and I was just calling in to see what color is my aura.
You got it. Your color is brown and purple. Brown tells me that you're a very analytical thinker. You're the point A, point B, point C, point D person. But that purple color of you says if you think of something, it comes true. So I'm feeling that lately you've been either working on a business plan or working with a relationship, and I'm feeling that lately things have been a little bit askew, feeling like, let's use it as an example for love life. You meet a guy, you date him, you move together, you move in before you get married. See, I'm feeling you're a linear thinker where you meet a guy, you date, you get married, then you move in, but I'm feeling things have been a little bit askew there. Now, I'm feeling don't worry if things are out of alignment for you. Everything will settle down. But I'm feeling you have the purple color of psychology and ministry and the brown color of running a business. And I'm feeling you're a very creative person who is, struggling to get yourself to think linear. And you can do this, but you can't be such a perfectionist about yourself. If you let yourself just be, you're going to have a blast. Now, I know I have one more question after you, but I've got to tell you, I'm feeling you and a sister or you and a daughter will have a business together that has to do with food and catering, and I'm feeling don't hesitate on it, but it's going to be very successful. I know you're off air right now. May not make sense to you. Just write it down. September's the time it's going to kick off. Okay, Tim.
Okay, great. Anything you want to leave us with and how to contact you and your website information?
Oh, certainly. I can be found on MaryBethWren, WRENN.com on the internet. So it's MaryBeth, like the bird, WRENN.com. Two wings like a bird, two N's like my last name. I can also be found on Facebook at Psychic Medium MaryBethWren, WRENN. And if anybody's interested, my phone number is 704-566-8300. So 566-8300.
Wow.
And, Tim, it has been an absolute pleasure being on your show. I've had a blast. I look forward to coming back. I hope I'm invited. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly, because I still have some questions here. I think some person asked about, talking about the dead and paranormal, other things. So we'll probably have you back again quick soon so we can answer the questions. So
and I'll put
anyway,
you in touch with my paranormal groups that I have. I work with other paranormal groups and let them chase the ghosts, and if they're any stuck, they'll talk to me.
Great. You can send my way. We would like to hear from them, hear their stories. I really appreciate it. We have like about 1 minute. Anything you want to leave us with, we know no Ouija board. You can kind of give us some like a little summary of that you want to leave us with.
You can definitely do this yourself. Always remember, meditation and prayer is the bottom line to every practice, whether it's love life, whether it's business, what have you. It's meditation and prayer. But I always like to sign off to simply say, reality is what you make it, so make it the best you can.
Perfect. Well said. Thank you for coming into the program.
Oh, Tim, thank you again. And being open-minded, this is awesome.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
I'm going to put you on my my listening programs to listen to, and I'll mention it to my listeners as well.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it again. Everybody, thank you for joining the program today. Again, the Core Business Show. Tim Jacquet, your host. You can download this episode on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.